Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I see that you were speaking with Simi, and I know that she does a great job explaining the outline of the program. I hear that a lot of your work has come from word of mouth, right? Like people referring
yes,
you?
Ma'am.
That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
That says a lot about you. Great work.
Yep. Thank you.
Is there any, let me ask you this, because I know we're shortly going into 2025. Is there any goals that you're setting for the new year coming that you're going to want to achieve? Any, have you
yeah,
thought about that?
Yeah, I'd like to pick up more customers.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I want to hear. Okay. I was looking at a couple of things. I noticed that there's, when I searched for your company by name, I don't come across any negative reviews. In fact, I think there was a 5-star one on Yelp, but I did see an Angie's List, Vizipedia. That could have been when you registered the company. And I don't know if this is your Facebook page. Have you started a Facebook page yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, that's someone with the same company name as you. Not for the company, but you probably go on Facebook here and there. Okay.
Yeah.
So how is the Angie's List? Was that earlier on or is that current?
No, it was earlier this year. I actually got it on the Angie's List.
Oh, okay. But are you not taking leads right now or are those kind of like scary?
No. Well, I mean, when I got, Angie's List. I was so busy. I didn't have time to pay anymore.
Okay. Well, you know, basically with our program, the way that we work is we set our packages at fixed flat rates. They're month-to-month programs. There's no contracts. You're not charged per call, per job, or per click. Definitely we can be targeting, because I know a lot of your work is more commercial and industrial, right?
Yep.
And I would assume maybe you take residential here and there. I don't know. Is that something you can
interest? Yes, ma'am. I do.
Okay. I would like to offer you our platinum package. The platinum package is offered to you at a discounted rate of $249 a month, month to month with no contracts. However, it does come with a one-time $99 setup fee, which is just to cover programming. So the initial investment would be $348 to get it started. You pay $249 every month after that. What that would include is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We build you a business Facebook page and we do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads are going to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So basically when they perform that search on Google for your service and they go to their Facebook, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. That's also going to help you reach more new clients as well. In addition, I would include a website for you. It's not going to cost you more. We'll build you the website, host it, and maintain it, and we'll attach it where your business is listed. Our websites also have the automatic SEO settings. They'll help with your ranking. And so we'll include that for you. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. So when someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they'll also find you listed on that first page of Google. So basically, we cover all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program, like I said. And that's, again, with no contracts.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you guys are affiliated with Google. It's just kind of weird that I just recently had a conversation with them about advertising on Google literally yesterday.
No way, really?
Office
assistant. Oh wow.
I haven't heard to get on Google to try to set all this up, and it just
Right. No. Let me be super transparent with you. Okay, Mike, I'm a straight shooter. So our company, Local Splash, and let me be very clear, we do not work for Google, and we are not Google. Anyone who tells you that, run, okay, because they're telling stories.
Uh-huh.
What we are is a Google channel partner. So we had to demonstrate to Google that, you know, we understand the ad skills, the net spend. We had to have our technicians highly trained and certified. So we had to jump through hoops to be a channel partner. Being a channel partner to Google is a benefit for you because that means our listings are exclusive by Google's guidelines. We're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. We can't work with you and one of your competitors within the same territory just because that takes away from your business, and there's nothing exclusive in that. So when we have a position that opens up, my reps begin calling out on it to find us a company that's a good fit. And what qualified you was because of the 5-star review that you have. And you have online presence. You're just not on the first page of Google. And that's why we were reaching out.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's interesting you were talking about that. Yeah. You know, so that's why, like I said, we're calling you today. We're still calling through the area, even as you and I have been talking, because we're looking for that one company. Of course, if you were to say, you know what, Nadine, let's do it, I'm ready, right? I have to send out a message immediately to my representatives to tell them, stop calling, we've already filled the position. It's just because we want to ensure, you know, Mike, if we're working with you, that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make a little bit more sense as to the reason for us calling? Okay.
So is
but
it,
I think
is
it's
it,
interesting
I mean,
that you said that. You're like, are
yeah,
you
it's just,
listening
it's just
in on
weird.
Me?
I just, I don't know. I don't know if I should go through Google myself, or if I go through Google, am I going to have to go through a company like you anyway?
Let me explain to you. Okay, and I'll be, like I said, I'm always going to be a straight shooter with you regardless whether you signed up with us or not. You could verify your business yourself on Google, and it doesn't cost you a dime, okay? However, I will tell you, Mike, you're going to be buried in the pages. You can wind up on page 20, page 30, page 15. I mean, you just don't know where you're going to land. And in order for someone to see your Google business profile, they would have to, you know, type in your company name. If they don't know you by name, how are they going to find you by your services, right?
Yes.
So when there's an open position on the first page is when the calls will start. We're actually one out of, I believe it's 30 channel partners in the United States. So again, you can do it on your own, but you're not going to have that first page placement because there has to be an available position. And that's where the channel partners come in.
Okay.
I don't know if that's making more sense or not.
Yeah,
but,
it does. It's kind of clearing things up.
Yeah. So that's how it works. Now, the reason that I include this package with Facebook ads is because I feel right now for your business, you're going to have a better conversion rate with Facebook ads because of the fact that they retarget. They're a higher conversion rate. They're not as expensive as Google ads.
How does that building of like a website and Facebook page? I mean, you guys are working in communication with someone, you know, during that process, you know?
Oh, yeah, with you, yeah. In fact, so like let's say if you decided let's move forward, right? You're going to have what we call a client interview with one of our technicians who's going to talk to you about the website. They're going to tell you where to send the pictures. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're targeting, your keywords. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. So they have to talk to you about all of this. Like we can't just create the content just based off of what we think. Right? We want your input on it.
Yeah.
We want to list your pictures. If you need a business logo, we're going to ask you, okay, well, what colors do you want? How do you want us to create the business logo? Which if you don't have one, we can create one for you. Right? So these are all things that are discussed in your client interview because I'm going to put it to you like this. The real magic isn't with me, although I think it is. The magic is going to happen in your client interview. And we have a team dedicated to you. So when you have changes, you got updates or anything like that, our team's dedicated to helping you with all of this so that you can focus on your job. Your Facebook page, it's created through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just created. They're all created that way so that way you have ownership and access to it. We're just managers. That's it. Because we're managing the Facebook ads and we're managing the Google business profile. Because here's the thing. It's a month-to-month program, right? I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. However, we're still earning your business month in and month out. We would rather keep you as a long-time client because the program's working, not because you're stuck in on a contract. And a lot of companies will do that. They'll put you on a year contract, and it's like if it's not working for you, you're still committed to them no matter what. at least with doing month to month, you know that we're still going to continue to earn your business because you can cancel at any time.
And that's $250 a month? You said $250?
$249 a month. The initial investment is going to be the $348 because it has a $99 setup fee. But every month that you're with us, Mike, that price won't change. Even if you were with us for 6 years, you're grandfathered into that rate.
Yeah. And then what is y'all's company called, the actual company?
Yes, sir. Our company is called Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash, like a splash of water. We're in Fountain Valley, California. That's where our company is based out of. No worries. I'm sending you a link right now, too, to your phone, and it's our pricing page. Please don't be alarmed when you see the prices there because they don't apply to you. Because I gave you a discounted rate for new businesses. We understand that a new business makes a lot of investing in the first couple of years, right, to start the company off. So the rate that I gave you is something that's sent to you in writing. Okay. So that pricing page, the package that you want to look at, and you'll see our partner badge too, our Google partner badge. You're going to look at the platinum package. Typically the platinum package, you're looking at $599 a month as the original cost, and then it's a $299 setup fee. But with you being a new business, that's why I'm able to drop it down to $249. Like I said, you'll be grandfathered into that. And then also...
That platinum one, right?
Yes, the platinum one. And then the setup fee is only a $99 setup fee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested. I don't know if it's just coincidence or not or whatever, but that was my next move, is to start marketing. So, I mean, like I said, if I'm not going to be on the phone.
Yeah, I heard you mention to my rep, you know, it's like, you know, that you got to get, you know, basically like ramp it up, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll tell you, Mike, one thing that I would always encourage you, like I said, even if it wasn't with us, where do you think majority of people are going to go when they're searching for your services? Where are they going to start that search?
Yeah.
They're going to go to Google. 90% of searches will start and stop there. Someone who's performing a search on Google, Mike, they're ready to purchase that service, and that's why they're looking. So where are you going to be at when they're performing those searches? How are you going to capture those potential clients?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I can give it a try.
Okay.
It ain't gonna hurt. I mean, like I said, I'm not on the contract. I can cancel
nope.
any time, correct? What,
you
so,
can cancel
so, just,
it.
Just say,
go ahead. Question.
What, so just say if I do cancel in 2 months, what happens with the Facebook page and like the website? Is that, do I keep that and I just manage it myself, or how does that work?
Great question. So let's say you decided to part ways, right?
Yep.
The only thing that would happen is this. Your Facebook ads aren't going to be running anymore because we're not servicing them, okay? You still have your business Facebook page. You still have your Google business profile. We don't take it down. We can't. You hold the ownership, remember, even during the time that we're managing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, you might fall off the first page. You might land on page two, right? Because we're not optimizing it or managing it, so to say. As far as the website, there's going to be options. You could either pay $49 a month. We continue to host and maintain that website, okay? You could choose to just purchase the domain. It's $99. The domain is yours because the domain that we're going to purchase ourselves, it's going to be a domain that's closest to your company name because that's the preference.
Yeah.
And Google looks at that. Now, if you purchase a domain, Mike, of course, you got to find someone to rebuild a website or you build it yourself and you host it, right? So I want to be very transparent with you on that. Or you could say, you know what, I don't even want the website. I'm good, right? Even if during the time you're with us and you bought another website and built it yourself so that way that website is outright yours, you could always say, hey, do me a favor, switch up the link. This is my new website, and we switch it out. We're not going to tinker with it. We're not going to mess with that website, right? If you come in with a different website. We just want to make sure that the right website is being utilized. The websites that we build are Google compliant and mobile friendly, and they're user friendly. We could add videos on there. We could set it up where they could book appointments with you on that site or even chat with you live. There's so much we could do with that website. So, I mean, that would basically be the only thing that would happen in regards to the website. You pay $49 a month. We continue to service it and maintain it. $99. The domain is outright yours. Not the content, because again, you're having to find someone to recreate it. Or you just don't even bother with it. Those would be your options.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and take a chance on it and see if I can get some clients out of this situation.
So what's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you right now everything in writing that's included in the package with the price, so that way you have it there. That is not going to change. And this is how we correspond and send your receipt. What's the best email for you?
It'd be M. Butron.
Mbutron,
Yeah. Mbutron11_9@outlook.com.
I'm just going to repeat it to you. Mbutron, you spell it B as in boy, U-I-T-R-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. I spelled it right. So Mbutron11_9@outlook.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There's going to be two emails that you're going to receive. Now, the first one, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. As I mentioned with everything that I said, that's included in that package. Showing $249 a month, month to month, with a one-time $99 setup fee. The other one's going to just be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and that one just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how you're tracking your results with us, okay? And then I'm also going to text you, and my contact number, just so you have for your records, is always at the bottom of the emails. Now,
okay.
You're also going to have a team dedicated to your account.
And what is your name again? Real quick.
Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E.
N-A-D-I-N-E.
I'll text it to you too, just so that way you have it in the text message for your records, because I know sometimes emails get buried. And I like to send it anyways, because even though I'm just the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my info. So I'm going to send you a text with my contact information. Now, once you have your client interview, the team's going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything in-house, okay? So I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. When you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to contact our 877 number. I'm going to highly suggest, Mike, that you save that number in your contacts under our name, Local Splash, so that way you never lose our phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, did both text messages come through right now?
Yes, I believe it.
Beautiful. The next thing I want to tell you is this. I already included in that second text your username and your password for your client dashboard. Your username is your phone number, no dashes, just a straight phone number. And then your password is lowercase, all one word, web online. So it's all in there. Our operation hours here are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You're 2 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you, 9 to 6. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the number that should be listed for the business, and this is going to be the best number also for us to contact you on, is 281-827-2048?
That's correct.
Okay. How do you want the business listed, the name, as Fabco Welding? Do you want the LLC included or without?
Fabco Welding LLC, I guess that's fine.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect. All right. Now, this is going to be really important because Google is going to want us to PIN verify you. Typically, you're verified at your home address. We cannot use a P.O. box because Google won't allow it. However, your address will not show anywhere on Google. It'll be hidden. So what's the address where the business is based out of?
I'm honestly mobile. with my business.
Okay.
But, I mean,
yeah,
it'll be, I mean, I use my personal address.
Okay. What's your home address? And that's why I say, because you're mobile, Google doesn't want that address to show. But they need the address so that way when you're being verified, they're just aware that this is where you're based out of. You're not a storefront.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why the address won't show. What's your address?
It's 27918.
Uh-huh.
Park Cove Court.
Park Cove, you said?
C-O-V-E, yep.
Oh, there it is. Okay, Park Cove Court, and that's in Rocheron, and that's 77583, right? The zip code?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay, let me click the button to hide the address. No one needs to know where you're at. You go to them. They don't come to you. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Mike, we're going to go over the billing. Before I even process your payment, I have to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection because it's going to outline the service agreement, go over billing date. If you need to cancel, just call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. However, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, please stop me. So that way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us to protect it. And you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
City I was born in.
What city was that?
Galveston, Texas.
Dallas?
Galveston.
Oh, Galveston? Okay. Now, I want you to get into the habit. Anytime that we call you to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time anyone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. So always ask that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to turn on the recording mic before I take down the billing information. Okay? And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read.
Fabco Welding LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mike Buchan Jr., owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mike, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you might receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes we might call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, you might get other companies that are trying to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. So that's why I want you to get into the habit of asking about your security question. Because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Let me explain it first, because I usually do. What I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do other marketing online. What I'm saying is that before you do, all we ask is just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We're going to make sure that it's not a service we're already providing because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So what that means is that your second payment is going to be charged on December 19th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, Mike, once your term is completed, the agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue that agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I asked you to save in the text message, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we just ask that you contact us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay? We part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay. Now, Mike, did you want to authorize anyone else on this account to make changes in the event you cannot call in to make a change?
I will. I'll have to work that out. I guess I can.
Yeah. If you have anyone, just make sure you let us know so we can put it on the account. Because otherwise, if they try to call in and we don't see them listed, we're going to say we need Mike to call to give that permission. Okay?
Okay.
And I probably only need 5 more minutes and then we're all done. The card that you're going to be using, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
Both.
How does your name read on there? Is it just Mike Butron or is it
Mike
Michael?
Butron.
Mike Butron.
No, Mike Butron.
Okay. I heard you say Junior. Does it have Junior in it or no?
No, it don't. My driver's license does.
Okay. Aw. And then does it have the business name too?
Yes, Fabco Welding LLC.
Okay. Same billing address as your home address?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And the card number whenever you're ready?
4473.
Mm-hmm.
4401. 4400. Sorry.
Okay. That's
1171. 9976.
I'm going to repeat it. 4473-4400-1171-9976, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0127.
01 of 27, and the CVV code on the back?
705.
I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. I want to schedule your client interview, okay? So in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt, and we'll go over it real quick as well. How does your schedule look for today? Because what I have to do is block out an hour. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, Mike, just depending on how many questions or details you have. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Either today would be my preference, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving, but no later than tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning will probably be a better option for me.
Would it be a better option for you? Okay. So tomorrow, let me look at my calendar really, really quick. Tomorrow, whatever time I give you is in your time zone. I have an appointment the earliest tomorrow. I have 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1.
9 to 10.
Or 9 to 10. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if I'm going to more than likely be the one calling you because it's the first appointment in the morning, so I'll wait to get on emails and stuff because I want to do the introduction. So tomorrow when I call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, right? Just say, Nadine, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I don't want you to miss the appointment, okay? So I will be the one calling to introduce you to the technician. Now, Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I am insured.
Beautiful. And I know you got the LLC.
I'm not required to have any type of licensing.
That's what I figured too, but I still like to ask. Now, I know the obvious is metal fabrication, right? But what else do you want me to notate?
So it's going to be welding fabrications and repairs and mechanical services.
And mechanical services. Okay. And this is just to kind of give them an idea. Now, remember, they're going to go over more keywords. Do you want me to put fencing, gates, anything like that?
Piping, structural.
Piping, structural. Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay, beautiful. And then, Mike, on your Facebook page, I'm going to try to find you. Are you just under Mike Butron?
On what now?
On your Facebook. Because we're going to use your personal Facebook to create the one for your business. Or if you can, it's okay. If you can, even if you do it tonight, any of those text messages that I sent you, reply to it with the link to your Facebook page. Because when they create the business Facebook, we want to make sure you have access to it. No one's going to see your personal page. I promise. It's how they're all created.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, it's under Mike Butron.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm putting you down for residential, commercial, and industrial. What are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Well, so the way I've been operating is it's Monday through Friday. I do work weekends as needed.
Okay. So I could put Monday through Friday. Do you like a 8 to 5 or 9 to 6? People are going to call after. 7 to 5?
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday, do you want me to put Saturday and Sunday appointment only?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, I think my clients I have now is wire transfers and a check.
Okay. You like cash? I think we all do.
Cash is good.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay, if at any point you do Zelle, PayPal, or any of those, just let us know so that way we can notate it in there on the website and stuff. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone and text would be fine. Email
phone and
well.
Text. All three? Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me see if there's anything else that I'm missing. I'm setting up your appointment right now. Okay, got that. Now, you could also have, just so you know, we could put a tracking number. The tracking number, instead of them seeing your actual physical phone number, they would see a tracking number. It'll be like a local tracking number that's linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store where you could track your calls, your messages. You can even block a spam call if one came in. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed? It's your preference.
Just my phone number would be fine.
Okay. And if at any time you change your mind, just let us know. It doesn't cost you additional. Okay? We would just put it.
Okay.
Now, there's two things I need you to look for, and then we'll be all done. So I need you to find, there's two of them, whichever one you find first. One that says, welcome, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then there's another one that says action photos needed for Google verification. I know you've got
several
messages.
The one that I got, action needed. Yeah, I got
that
action
one.
Needed.
Let's open that one up.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mike, I've given you a list of items that we need pictures of. Some of these you're not going to have. Don't worry about it. You're going to either email them or you're going to upload them onto your client dashboard. Texting is okay, but they're not as clear. But basically, you're going to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business insurance, your business registration, like the LLC info. Send us whatever items that you can, that you have. And whatever ones you don't worry about it. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's also one that'll say initial invoice. It either came before or after that action photos needed. It might start off with welcome, Mike. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. I could resend it too, because sometimes they get buried.
It went to my junk. Let me,
okay. Yeah, I don't know why I'm with Outlook. You'll get all my other ones, but then the receipt winds up in the junk.
Yeah. So I have the invitation one.
Okay. That one I just sent you. Perfect.
I got the initial invoice.
Beautiful. So you're going to open that up, and it goes on to read, thank you, Mike, for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And about two sentences down, you'll see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, it takes you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience, correct?
Terms of Experience, yeah.
Okay. I need you to scroll, it's like in the middle towards the bottom, find where it says mobile phone and that your phone number's there.
Yep, there.
Okay. The two boxes underneath of it, you're going to click in the first box because you're agreeing to receive text messages from us to your phone. And then you're going to click on the other box because you're saying that it's your name basically on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct.
Yep.
At the bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there.
On the card.
Just Mike. Do you see where it says, I'm sorry, at the bottom where it says sign, there's a box next to it. Type your name in the box exactly as it reads. Just Mike Butron. With a space in between your first and last name, and then click on confirm signature. When you do that, Mike, now it should open up a page for you that's asking you to put a username and password.
Yep.
Beautiful. This is where you track your results with us. What you're going to do for your username is going to be your phone number. If you want to try it right now, just put just your phone number, no, none of the dashes, just the straight phone number. And then let me know when you're ready for the password, and I'm going to read it to you. So that way you don't have to go back to your text messages. It's going to be all lowercase, one word. Web, W-E-B, like boy, online. One word. Web, online.
Web, online. I got it.
And then it should tell you that they're still working on it or what have you when it lets you in.
We're working on your account. Please send that 2-3 business days.
Yep, perfect. So I'm glad that I always like to make sure you can log in it. Starting from tomorrow, we're going to be moving. We're already going to start. But from tomorrow, when you conduct your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, the Facebook page is going to be created already in life. You'll be listed in the directories. You can start logging in and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads and the website is going to be live as well, which can also start generating new calls too. Now, Mike, what we put in our terms and conditions, I'm always going to give you the timeline, the promise that 45 to 60 days, we'll have you verified, create the profile, and optimize it to keep it on that first page. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, but I'm going to still promise you 45 to 60 days,
you said?
Is what I promise, always. Although, I have seen it sometimes happen a lot sooner, but I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to send you notifications as everything's being processed so you're aware of the work that we're doing. Okay? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so excited for you, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, and thank you for giving us your time. Because it sounds like I've taken you from your food. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. So I will talk with you then tomorrow, but you have my number if you have any other questions. I'm here until 6 today. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.